It's the Astros and Yankees in Game 7 of the ALCS. The winner moves on to play the Dodgers in the World Series. Loser goes home. The fans fired up at Minute Maid Park. Pick it up. Scoreless in the second. CC Sabathia facing Yuli Gurriel.
Drill to right. Judge back on the track. At the wall. Leaping. I don't know if he took a home run away, but it was close.
She sure did take a home run away from Gurriel.
2-2. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Evan Gaddis gives Houston the lead. He homers to deep left center field, and the Astros take a 1-0 lead. A fly ball will probably tie it. The pitch is grounded weakly to third. Bregman comes home, and the throw is in time. It was a slow ground ball, and Bregman made a very bright play. Swung on, a drive to deep right. Judge back on the track. At the wall, she's gone. Jose Altuve goes the other way and drives one in the lower seats in right. And Houston takes a 2-0 lead. Swung on and line deep down the right field line. It is a base hit going to the corner. Correa has scored. Rounding third is Gurriel. The relay throw home is not in time. It is a two-run double for Brian McCann. And Houston has opened up a 4-0 lead. Bird hits a high drive to deep left center field. Gonzalez and Springer back. And it is Springer jumping up on the wall and making another great catch. Here is McCullers 2-0. Swung on, a high pop. That'll do it. Shallow center. Springer in. Springer makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. And Houston wins.
The Astros take Game 7 4-0, clinching their second pennant in franchise history, first in the American League. The Astros improved to 6-0 at home this postseason, outscoring their opponents 31-7. 33-year-old Charlie Morton with his first career postseason victory. He goes 5 scoreless innings, and Lance McCullers Jr. does the rest, going 4 scoreless innings, picking up his first career save. Justin Verlander wins the ALCS MVP, going 2-0 with a .56 ERA. It's the Astros and Dodgers in LA for Game 1 of the World Series on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Yankees come up short in Game 7. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
How proud I was of them. How this hurts, I understand. I've been through it as a player. I've been through it as a manager. And how it really needs to be the motivating factor during the winter and spring training to get better. Because I believe this club can even get better. And that was basically the message.
Questions for Joe? Billy?
What did the four losses here in Houston tell you about your team?
Well, I mean, there were some tough losses. We lost 2 games, 2-1. You know, we're in another tight game tonight. I know people are going to talk about how we didn't win many games on the road. You know, there are some other teams that haven't won many games on the road either. You know, we just happened to run into, a very good team that beat us. And I would like to congratulate A.J. Hinch and the Astros. They beat us. You know, that's the bottom line. And, you know, there are things that we need to get better on, and that will be a focus. But, again, I'm extremely proud of this group, what they've accomplished up until this point. But I think there's more. There's more. And that's the motivating factor.
Other questions? Andrew?
Said you think there's more. Do you want to be a part of this?
I love what I do, Andrew. You know, and I've always said the first thing that I do is I always talk to my family first. They come first. And because I think, when you have a job, I mean, your family has to buy in too. It's not just what you want out of life. It's everyone buying in. So I'll sit down and talk to my wife and my kids and see where they're at and what they're thinking. And then we'll see what the Yankees are thinking. That's not my concern right now. I mean, You know, I've had 10 great years here. I feel extremely blessed. God has been good to me. And we'll see what the future holds.
Mark, right up front.
I know this is really fresh, but when you step back and look at where you were a year and change ago when you guys were trading everybody away and where you are now, having gotten a seventh game of the ALCS, has this all gone quicker than you expected?
I'm sure, probably, yeah. But again, when I left spring training, I felt really good about this team. I did. And I thought, man, you know, we're going to score runs. And that had kind of been a problem for us. And I felt good about our club and the leadership in the room. And, you know, I can't tell you I predicted, could have predicted the year that Aaron Judge was going to have, or even Gary Sanchez over a full year, missing a month. The improvements that, you know, a lot of our guys made. But, I mean, it is pretty special how quickly they came. And, again, I really believe that there's more. And there's more talent down below that are going to continue to push people. But, I mean, it was a lot of fun to manage this group. It really was. And I'm as proud of this group as I've been of any team I've ever managed.
George.
Joe, they said on TV that CC was sick. Did that play into effect?
We had some guys that have been dealing with colds. You know, David Robertson's been dealing with a pretty wicked cold. It's been going around, but, you know, as our players are never going to make excuses. It happens this time of year, it seems. You know, I know there was a flu bug in 2009 that was going around. It just seems to happen every year, but we had some guys that were under the weather, definitely.
John, to your left, Joe.
Besides the obvious, they're pitching. You think there's a reason you guys just didn't hit here in Houston in this series?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, again, it's a team that hasn't experienced a lot of this in a sense, and going on the road in hostile environments, and you know, we were able to win Game 5 in Cleveland, and I felt good about us winning one game here, but we just weren't able to do it. And you got to give them credit. I mean, they pitched their rear ends off, and you know, the bottom line is they beat us.
We'll take four more, Dave, then
sure,
Joel.
Like we've said, some people from the outside that didn't expect this type of performance from you guys going this far. Is it any consolation as far as you guys made it, or has this hurt too much for losing
in the way
that you did?
I think right now it probably hurts too much to really think about that. You know, maybe as you move forward and as the winter goes on, you know, the excitement will be there, you know, about what this team accomplished. But, again, we fell short, and that's what hurts. I mean, there's a lot of days that go into a season, and now we have to start over, and this club has to prove itself again.
Joel?
Two things if possible, Joe. One, you've mentioned a few times that you think there's more for this team. I realize it's so soon after the season, but what do you think is the more? Where do you think the growth is for the team?
Well, I think that there are things that we can do better. I think guys will mature, and you know, at times, you know, I think there is mental growth as well as physical growth. And the mental growth sometimes can be not trying too hard, you know, being able to control your emotions in situations. And I think, you know, a lot of times – It can be tough. I mean, you get to this point, I mean, you can't imagine how bad the guys want it. And you have to learn to sometimes control your emotions. So that's growth. I think there are things that individual players can do better. And that will continue. And we will, you know, if I'm a part of it, it will be a focus.
The other thing was distinctly different is – as Yankee manager, you didn't give the ball to a starter or take a ball from the starter more than CC Sabathia. Did you have any thoughts tonight as you're taking the ball from him that this might be the last time you do that?
Yeah. CC will always be special to me because of what he stands for and the great player that he is, the great man that he is, the wonderful teammate that he is. I mean, how he pulls a team together, I mean, he's as good as I've ever been around when it comes to a clubhouse guy, a guy that will take the ball and, you know, when you're on a losing streak or that you can count on, and knowing it could be the possible last time. You know, I'm not saying that he won't be back, but maybe, you know, there's no guarantees for me. And I'm very thankful for the years that I've had with CeCe. You know, he's taught me a lot, and our players can learn a lot from CeCe. the kind of fighter that he is, the things that he has to overcome to be successful, the knee issues, and you know, he doesn't have the 98 in the pocket anymore, and how he reinvented himself. He's as special as it gets.
Take two more, Andrew.
You were the first one, I think, at least one of the first, who mentioned Derek Jeter in association with Aaron Judge. When you look at this whole season, how would you describe Aaron's season and what you see for his future?
Well, I think his future is extremely bright. I think he had an unbelievable season. Not one that I don't think I would have predicted, you know, that he, you know, would be an MVP candidate. I you know, from what we saw last year, I knew the heart was there. I knew that, you know, he had a great head on his shoulders. I knew the work ethic was there. I knew the talent was there. But, I mean, that's a lot to ask from a rookie to be an MVP type of candidate. And I think the sky's the limit for this kid. And, again, he's a natural-born leader. And that doesn't happen at an age that he's at, where people look to him, and it's already happened.
We'll finish up to your left, Joe.
To follow up on that, how much did you learn about all the young guys over this playoff run?
Well, I think you learn a lot. I you know, maybe some of the averages aren't there, but that's normal. I mean, that's normal across baseball. But you look at the production that you got from an Aaron Judge and a Gary Sanchez and a Greg Bird and a Chad Green and what Canely was able to do. Even I know he's not a rookie, but he's an extremely young player. Just what these guys were able to do, pretty special. And to get 50-plus at-bats under your career in playoff baseball at this age, that's special.
CC Sabathia was 10-0 after Yankees losses this season, but that streak comes to an end in Game 7. He talked after the defeat.
I just feel like I wasn't as sharp, you know, just came out. They came out very aggressive, and I feel like I couldn't throw enough strikes.
CC, what does it feel like? You got such a special ride to, like,
this,
for the finale.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough. This is hard. You know, this is a feeling that you don't want. But like I said, this is a young team that will turn this into something great.
CC, too early to think about what you did accomplish, more of a disappointment tonight?
Yeah, way too early for me. I got no thoughts on it.
CC, what was Joe's message to you guys?
This is a great team, a fun team, and a young team that will be back in this position.
CC, you said all season long how special this team was and how great these guys were. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, this group is just unbelievable. 25 brothers in here. We played that way all year, and we have nothing to hang our heads about. You know, this is tough. This hurts. But we'll be better for it. Anything is possible. You know, it's baseball. It's like you play the game, and it's just one of those things.
So you're free to, you want to be back here and do this again?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is my home. This is this is my home, and I want to see this thing through.
Do you feel like there's like unfinished business? Does it have close you guys?
1,000%.
What does this say about this team, the fact that you guys exceeded so many expectations in getting just one win shy here in the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, it's, our expectation was to win it. But like I said, this is a resilient group, and, you know, we battled, you know, all the way through, and, you know, we will again next year.
It was an amazing season for Aaron Judge, but in the end, his Yankees come up short. Judge spoke after the Game 7 defeat.
A lot of young guys on this team, and, you know, getting as far as we did is going to be beneficial down the road for us. So I think just getting the taste of it and getting our feet wet in it was probably the biggest thing.
And now the taste and the feeling of this tonight, how much does that kind of serve as motivation heading into the next season?
Oh, yeah, well, every guy will be thinking about it, I think, from this night on, you know, until, you know, opening day next year. We're just going to keep fighting and just try to get better every day in the offseason. That's going to be the key now is, you know, rest a little bit. But you know, once you get back at it, it's just try to get better every day.
And on a personal level, is there some satisfaction season that
No, we didn't win the World Series. You know, not really satisfied with that. That's what you want. That's why we play. That's why we train. That's why we do everything in the off season, the cage work. Everything is to get an opportunity to, you know, win a World Series, and we came up short.
Was there a point during the season that you knew this team might be capable of something special like this?
First day of spring training with the group we had in that clubhouse. I knew we had something special. You know, and a lot of people might have counted us out or really didn't think about us, but, you know, we knew what we had. And then once we added a couple guys during the trade deadline, it made us, our chances even better. You know, so that's why I'm excited for next year and excited to get going for that.
What is it about this group that makes it so special? Because you keep using that word. What is it about this group that makes it so?
Just chemistry. I think that's the biggest thing. First off, they're all great players, but the chemistry we had with the younger guys, you know, feeding off a lot of the veteran players and the veteran players feeding off some of the younger guys, it was just a good clubhouse, and you win with players, you win with good people, and that's what we had.
Aaron, you went from spring training fighting for a job to setting a rookie record to being on Tonight Show and being a face of baseball. Was it this ride been kind of surreal when you think of where you were at the beginning of spring training until now, just to this ride you've been on? And
yeah, it's been a crazy journey, you know, but I really haven't reflected on all the things, you know, throughout the year yet, you know, so I'd probably give me a couple weeks, maybe a couple months to get a better answer for you on that.
The home team won all seven games. How much did the crowds and the atmosphere kind of play into this series?
Yeah, home field advantage, you know, it plays a big role, you know, especially in the Bronx. You know, our crowd was rocking every night, and, you know, they were electric, and same thing here in Houston. You know, their crowd was on their feet the whole game, and that's what you want to play in. That's fun. That's what you want to play in.
The Yankees season is over as they come up short in Game 7 of the ALCS. The Astros are on to the World Series to take on the Dodgers.